This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now then, we're still looking at the aftermath of this horrible incident in Georgia, where this SWAT team doing a dynamic entry into a home threw a flashbang grenade into a baby's playpen, seriously injuring the child. At last report, the child is being kept in a medically induced coma. Horrible burns all over the face. And the official statement coming out of the police department is, we stand by the actions of our police. It was a horrible tragedy. If we'd had the money for night vision goggles, we would have checked our targets before chucking the explosives through the window. Needless to say, the public backlash has got a somewhat different attitude. And now the police are trying to play for sympathy, saying, we're being called baby killers and we're receiving threats. Yeah. You blew up a kid. People are not going to look at that and remain entirely cheerful. What's going on here is the police are being turned into a force to brutalize the American public. They are being trained and equipped not as a civil police force, but as an occupying army. Armored vehicles, body armor, fully automatic weapons. The Anti-Defamation League is now openly bragging in their promotional literature about how they are training U.S. police departments, which is why the American police are now treating the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. And it is a hideous danger. Since 9/11, the U.S. police departments have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans than the terrorists have. And now we've reached the point of grenades being lobbed into baby cribs. The police are not that swell bunch of Joes that you see in Hollywood movies and TV shows. They're maniacs, hopped up on prescription antidepressants in many cases, just in love with their toys, in love with force. They love kicking down doors and throwing explosives and tasering people. Another report apparently about a police tased a pregnant woman. Now, apparently, there was a protest against the mayor of Albuquerque demanding changes to the Albuquerque Police Department's policies in the wake of all the brutality they've been seeing. And we now know that homeless guy whose murder sparked this whole thing, he was shot in the back. He had already surrendered, was walking down off the hill, and for some reason, the police just opened up on him. And now, of course, the Albuquerque police are arresting the protesters. You don't have a right to complain about our brutality. Hit him on the head a couple of times. Out in California, another story. Apparently, the SWAT team did a full-on lockdown of this school in California for 4 hours to execute a room-by-room weapons search. The children were not even allowed to leave the classrooms to go to the bathroom. They had to use desks and trash cans to relieve themselves. There was no threat. There was no act of violence. There was no crime. Somebody found an empty carrying case for a firearm out in the parking lot. Probably fell out of somebody's trunk when they were getting something else out. And this is a perfectly legal object that millions of Americans possess. So the police showed up in their $250,000 armored Lenko Bearcat, suited up with their body armor, and did this lockdown of the school for 4 hours, traumatizing these children. No weapon was found. There was no suspect arrested. No threats were made. No crime was committed. Nobody was in any danger whatsoever, other than from the police officers. They're completely, completely out of control. Now, of course, we're still seeing the gun grabbers waxing rhapsodic about what happened out in Santa Barbara with Elliot Rogers, who we now know was on several mind-altering drugs. But, of course, it's the fault of the guns. It's the fault of the guns. The guns are bad. The pills are good. The guns are bad. What the corporate media is not telling you is that here in the United States of America, since May 25th, legally owned firearms have saved at least 7 lives. What? We can't say that guns are useful and guns are beneficial. No, the guns are bad. The pills are good. There's been yet another study on why glyphosate, which is the key ingredient in the Roundup products, has to be banned. And apparently more research is showing that, oh my goodness, Monsanto lied about the toxicity of Roundup glyphosate and its metabolite AMPA, and they're being found to be far more toxic than the public was being told. Just like they did with their GMO test. They kept the rats alive for 3 months, then said, okay, it's safe for sale. And as that French study showed, it isn't until the 4th month that the ill effects start to show up. U.S. Geological Survey is now finding traces of glyphosate in 3/4 of all the air and water samples they are taking across the country. It's everywhere, and it's toxic. And just to show you how greedy and how low Monsanto can go, this is a story that came out of SustainablePulse.com. Apparently, Monsanto was able to obtain a patent on a tomato. Okay, this is a conventionally bred tomato. Now, Monsanto's basis for the patent was that it has a resistance to a fungal disease called botrytis. And they implied it was their creation, but it turns out, no, it isn't. This is a naturally occurring resistance to this fungus that was already in existence. And Monsanto got their seeds from the International Gene Bank in Gattersleben, Germany. These plants, it was already known, they had this fungal resistance. And Monsanto wrote up a patent application that created the impression that this was the result of genetic engineering. And this was a new, unique product, and they should get a patent. And the European Patent Court gave it to them because these people working in government offices are not scientists and don't know what they're talking about. Now, there's a huge hue and cry over the fact that Monsanto has set a legal precedent of being able to patent a naturally occurring product. And that is very, very dangerous indeed. Had another mass fish die-off in Galveston Bay, Texas, and once again they're using the phrase, oh, it's oxygen depletion. All these fish are, it's oxygen depletion. What they're not telling you is what it is that's depleting the oxygen. Now, we know the Gulf of Mexico, and especially around Galveston Bay, a lot of oil and gas drilling going on, a lot of leakage of methane through the water. Now, when methane from oil, gas, drilling, and fracking bubbles up through water, and it encounters free oxygen in the water, it decomposes. And it produces carbon dioxide, which bubbles up out of the water, annoying Al Gore. And it produces more water molecules, which are indistinguishable from the water that was already there. And in the process, it depletes all of the oxygen the fish need to survive. It is not a coincidence that everywhere that they're conducting this fracking, we're seeing streams and ponds and lakes suffering these amazing mass fish die-offs And they're all blamed on oxygen depletion without mentioning the obvious chemistry that explains it. Fracking is good. Solar is bad. It's just all propaganda here. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, and we're going to be talking about Russia is starting to sort of, kind of, maybe pull the plug on GPS stations in its territory. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, for those of you who have been following the situation here with GPS, the global positioning system, and it's in your cell phones and your tablets and your little gizmo in the car, it's actually two parallel operating systems. The system that is in your cell phone and your GPS in the car is the civilian system. And initially, it had a built-in induced error, a wander, so that it couldn't be used to guide something into areas the government did not want guided into. Well, because hobbyists were very quick to come up with ways to take that wobble out, the wobble was disconnected. And civilian GPS is pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. But the parallel military GPS is amazingly accurate, down to within an inch, anywhere on the globe between, I think it's plus and minus 80 degrees of latitude. Now, as you know, following this ratcheting up of tensions with Russia, Russia had been talking about not continuing the contracts by which U.S. ground stations that support the GPS satellite constellation would not be allowed to continue. Well, Russia's sort of backed off on that, and they're saying because so many people around the world are dependent on the U.S. GPS system, they're going to allow the ground stations for the civilian side to go on, but only the military GPS is going to be shut off inside Russia. Now, this is a major problem for the U.S., because without the full network of ground stations, the accuracy of the military GPS is going to start to degrade. And it's another way where Russia is trying to make their point about their disapproval of all this talk about sanctions and the obvious supplying of the junta in Kiev with the weapons with which they're now slaughtering civilians all across eastern Ukraine. But at the same time, they're saying, well, we're going to let the civilian GPS continue because we understand that there are people and agencies that are dependent on it. Now, over this last commercial break, I was watching on Faux News, and Dick Cheney, they brought him back from his wherever he's recovering from his heart transplant, and he was tearing into Obama about releasing terrorists. We can't release these people. Now, remember, one-third of the people in Guantanamo have already been cleared for release by the U.S. military tribunal. They haven't done anything at all. Now, the five gentlemen who were released are not accused of terrorism. They are, in fact, high officials of the former Taliban government, ministers, department heads, people like that. And they don't have a history of terrorism. So Dick Cheney's out there, says, terrorists, we've got the terrorists, and Obama was wrong for releasing them. They're piling on. They know this is going to be an issue that they can ride all the way to the November elections. And Obama did it to himself. He did it to himself. He was desperate for a public relations stunt, just like he was in Benghazi, and it's blown up in his face. He's going to have to come up with something really big to get out of this mess now here. Getting on to human-caused global warming. Article out of the Washington Times. Pentagon wrestles with bogus climate warnings as funds shifted to the green agenda. And the Pentagon is now complaining that even though they are very generously enriched by you, the American taxpayer, the government has imposed too many mandates on them for spending some of the money in so-called green areas. Remember, we reported this story where the so-called green fuel that is going into military vehicles in these war zones around the world is going for something like $125 a gallon by the time it gets there. It's all just a big money-making situation. Now, here's a quote directly from this article. Pentagon wrestles bogus climate warnings as funds shifted to green agenda. Quote, consultants told the military that by now, California would be flooded by inland seas. The Hague would be unlivable, polar ice would be mostly gone in summer, and global temperatures would rise at an accelerated rate as high as half a degree a year. None of that happened. End quote. None of that happened. All those dire predictions of drowning polar bears and flooding coastlines and snow-free winters, it didn't happen. They got it wrong. And let's face it, the Pentagon isn't enjoying a really good track record right now. They produced the F-22, which is still asphyxiating its pilots 4 years on. The Pentagon gave us the F-35, the world's most expensive aircraft. It's not yet in active service and already obsolete compared with the latest Russian and Chinese fighters. It can't fly in the rain or fog without its electronics messing up. Pentagon gave us the Independence-class littoral combat ships that are so poorly engineered that the first one is already having to be dry docked after less than a year to replace major sections of the hull lost to corrosion. Has nobody ever heard of a zinc sacrificial anode? Now, Obama has, as promised, come out with a major change to combat human-caused global warming. And it appears to be targeted on the coal industry primarily. And he's able to do this without going through Congress by telling the Environmental Protection Agency to set very strict limits on carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants. And then any of these power plants that are exceeding these low thresholds will have to pay a fine to the U.S. government. That fine will then be passed on to you in your electric bills, which means your electric bill is going up to give that money to Obama. It's a money-making scam. We just came out of a record-setting winter. It's June 3rd. There is still ice on Lake Superior. Global warming, we must tax carbon, but only the coal companies' carbon. We are not going to touch the oil companies because they're more generous campaign donors. Now, here's how short-sighted what Obama is doing. And he's doing it just out of greed. He needs the money. Obamacare did not provide the boost in revenues, so it's on to this whole carbon tax thing. But how short-sighted this is. We are in the middle of an oil shortage in this country. The fracking wells are not going to produce the natural gas we were all told they would. In fact, they had to revise down the estimated harvest in California by 96%. So what does Obama do? He goes after and starts hammering coal. There's going to be an energy shortage in this country in his rush to get carbon taxes. There has been no detectable warming of planet Earth for 18 years. And so all these carbon Nazi experts are now convinced that carbon dioxide is even more dangerous than before because it's sneaky, it's hiding. The latest explanation for why all of these dire forecasts of snow-free winters and everything failed is because now carbon dioxide traps the heat and instantly transports it to the bottom of the ocean where it's hiding. But it's down there. Take our word for it. That's their latest explanation for why the world has not warmed. In fact, it's gotten colder. That carbon dioxide's trapping the heat and taking it to the bottom of the ocean. Have you ever heard of convection, people? Okay? Warm water will rise, cold water will sink. Even if you magically transport the heat to the bottom of the ocean, it's not going to stay down there. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, the reason they quit trying to use climate change for all of what's going on here, and had to go back to global warming, is because the goal is to demonize carbon dioxide, link it to human activity, and then charge us all a fee to supposedly make the problem go away. But we know the world is not warming. After 18 years of no warming, and despite these ridiculous ideas about how carbon dioxide is moving the heat to the bottom of the ocean and hiding it there so you don't see it, and that CO2 did it just to make the government look bad, they're trying to come up with other ways. And now apparently Obama, in one of his speeches on the subject, when he was talking about all this new EPA regulations on coal-fired plants, was saying, well, you know, carbon dioxide, it causes asthma and heart attacks, and it's a threat to national security. Carbon dioxide will tear the tags off your couch cushions. It'll make you miss returning your library books on time. It'll make you pass gas in elevators, and that would be rude. Man, they're just getting desperate here. Up in Canada, they have just passed a rule for meteorologists working for the Canadian government are forbidden from talking publicly about climate change, the official reason being that people who are in meteorology and weather forecasting really are not climate experts, and therefore they should keep their mouth shut. Because most of these meteorologists, both in Canada and the United States, are coming out and saying, this is all nonsense. So Canada is now censoring their own meteorologists from talking about climate change. If you want to know about climate change, go over to this acknowledged and highly paid expert, and he'll tell you what you're supposed to believe. All righty, another scandal here. Apparently, more than 40% of the U.S. HCN station data is a complete fabrication. More fraud. Down in Bolivia, where it's starting to go into the cooler times of the year, sudden snap cold wave has killed 60,000 cattle. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Sunny in Pittsburgh. Aloha, Sunny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I've been in the hospitality business for most of my life, and for 10 years of those, I worked at ski areas, companies that would develop ski areas. And during the 99 over into 2000, 2001, when we were trying to get money to, you know, to develop the ski area, like for lifts, for snowmaking, you know, bankers and the local areas would just say, no, you know, we're not going to have snow in 5 years. Why would we want to develop a ski area? Meanwhile, the last 10 years, all these ski areas have had record dumps. I mean, and now, you know,
They got to open early, and they didn't have to close till really late. Some of them were opened in the middle of last month. Yeah, and you know, all these people who bought into this global warming nonsense have been made complete and utter fools of, and they won't man up and admit to it. And, you know, it's just led to all kinds of disastrous consequences, local communities and counties not prepared for the harsh winters and having to pay, you know, premium prices for things like road grit. And, it is amazing, and I'm hoping this will be another reminder. You should not be listening to what the government and the corporate media tells you is going on in the world, because their track record, they're batting zero right now.
Thank you, Michael.
So, okay, all right, thank you for the call, Sonny. We're going to switch over to Curtis in Florida. Aloha, Curtis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks so much for what you do. You're a wonderful person. I love your program. I wanted to say you're also very funny. When you say things like drugs are bad and guns are good, I mean, I got it backwards, but you're very funny. I love the way you deliver your characterizations of their propaganda efforts. I love it. You're great, Michael. The one suggestion I have is consider the term carbon commies instead of carbon Nazis for two reasons. The carbon commies want to redistribute wealth by taxing those who are making a good living or doing well, and giving it to those who aren't, so they redistribute wealth. Also, they are trying to bring people down sort of industrially to a certain level, whereas the Nazis, on one way, were trying to bring everyone, make all Germans up in another way. So I think carbon commies might be better than carbon Nazis. Back to you, and keep firing away.
All right, well, thank you very much here. I think I went with carbon Nazis because of the convenient location of the N. And for the longest time, you know, appending Nazi to a word was just something that we saw a lot of on-air talents doing, whether it was carbon Nazi or feminazi or the rest of it. I'll consider it, but I don't think the communists wanted to bring their industrial base down. I mean, it's kind of a gray situation. We're going to let you go, Curtis, and switch over to Brad in Kentucky. Aloha, Brad. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to talk about this new iteration of the show Cosmos. I don't know if you have seen it yet, but I was a fan of the old show with Carl Sagan.
I worked on the old show with Carl Sagan.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yes.
Cool. I had high hopes for the show, but it has degenerated into propaganda, unfortunately. The latest episode was about how we are all in danger of extinction due to man-made global warming.
Yeah, I sort of picked up on that early into the show, that it was a pale, thin version of the original. The original was very good. I loved the show. I had fun on it. I got the book. I spotted the very obvious propagandistic spin.
I think Mr. Neil deGrasse, is that how you say it, Tyson?
Yeah.
DeGrasse, should stick to astrophysics and, you know, stick to science, please.
Well, again, he's going to say what the script tells him to say because he's making huge amounts of money, and it's going to help his career because he's going to become famous and popular from it. Anything else, Brad?
No, just felt like I was seeing Inconvenient Truth all over again.
Oh, but Al Gore's working on a sequel.
Is he?
Really Inconvenient Truth. The Revenge, The Reckoning.
Wait for that one, yeah.
Oh, man, look at how much money. They're still trying to push this whole idea forward, and it's not going to work. Mother Nature didn't get the memo about warming the place up here, you know.
But we're just all a bunch of climate change deniers, aren't we?
Well, that's the name out there. And when they put out stupid stuff like this idea that CO2 magically traps the heat and takes it down to the bottom of the ocean, they're obviously operating from the point of view that we have all gone through core education and have absolutely no clue about how science works. And maybe that's true for some of the younger kids, but for people of my vintage, yeah, we had a lot of science in school. It was the heyday of the U.S. space program. Everybody had science classes. We were doing chemistry and physics and electronics, and, you know, it was all wonderful stuff. And we've grown up remembering the basic fundamental principles of science, like convection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we know they're just, it's, again,
the,
it's
the scientific method, yeah.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Well,
all
thank
right,
you,
Brad.
And have a good one, Mike.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ted in San Francisco. Aloha. Ted, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for everything that you do. The first thing I want to say to your listenership is to let everyone know that they do have a voice. That calling a congressional member may seem futile, but everyone's sitting in their hands. And your show is great, but people need to take action of some sort, whatever that may be, whatever you find is in your heart. Please do. I think that what you're doing is great. I think the global warming issue is one thing, but I definitely do learn a lot from what you're saying. But what's worrying me today is two things, is the Ukraine and the insanity of having NATO forces, cruise missile carriers, right on the coast of Russia, right on the border, of Russia.
Yes.
This actually just, this to me, really scares me. I remember Cold War. I remember the tension. I think we have exceeded that tension at this point. I would love to hear your comment. Now, the other thing is, of course, and I think it affects you, is Fukushima. Another horrific thing. I mean, if people are wondering, well, what is going on? I'm here in San Francisco, and the sea lions are jumping out of the water dead. You could just Google this. Don't believe me, any of what I say. You could Google the starfish are dying, the pelicans, the jellyfish, the manta rays. I mean, it's dozens, at least a dozen species are just dying, and we're getting a little tip and tap of network news that we'll talk about it, but nothing that covers the area or approaches it. And their approach, kind of like carbon taxing, is this is what they say, quote unquote.
Okay,
it's a
Ted. Ted, we got to take a break for a commercial. I'm going to let you go now, and when I come back, I will respond to both of your questions, okay? So thank you for the call, and we'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order.
and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe I can bring you low. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Fight with Arrow. Open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Arrow. Maybe I can bring you low.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And responding to Ted in San Francisco, I'm absolutely in agreement that all of this military hardware being brought near the borders of Russia, and it should be remembered, Iran, because we reported yesterday, Israel has 3 nuclear-armed submarines patrolling off the shores of Iran. And they're basically saying they're going to be carrying out overt actions, sending SEALs in on the ground and all the rest of that stuff. Now, the issue up in the Black Sea with all of that hardware in there is it is not only a danger if somebody does something really stupid, but it's wide open to the possibility of a false flag. Remember how we got into the Spanish-American War? The USS Maine was sitting in Havana Harbor, and all of a sudden it exploded. The captain of the Maine, Captain Sigsby, stated there was an onboard fire that touched off the ammunition magazine. That's what destroyed my ship. But William Randolph Hearst and President McKinley said, oh, obviously the man has no sense. It was a Spanish mine. And they went off. Remember the Maine and Spanish-American War. So all it would take would be for Israel or the United States to send a submarine through the Bosphorus, even though it's illegal, under the Montrose Convention, sneak it up near one of the U.S. ships and sink it with a torpedo and say, Russia's attacked. And go on off and do that. Start the war that way. I think we'd all be happier if they're talking about a new Cold War, but at this point, it seems like America's financial interests and certainly distracting the American people from all this other nonsense that's going on is going to require a real hot war. And that's very dangerous because the United States is going to lose this one. I got a lot of email from people saying, the United States has never lost a war. You remember Vietnam? That wasn't a war, that was a police action. Doesn't count. Everybody who goes into a war goes into it thinking they're going to win until they don't. So it's a very dangerous situation. Now, with regard to Fukushima, because of the ocean and wind currents, Hawaii so far has been spared most of the problem. I do have radiation monitors that will monitor the air. They will not detect alpha radiation, and I don't have the equipment necessary to do seawater analysis. I wish I did, but it's very expensive, and I don't have the budget. But so far, we did have a couple of days of intense radiation right after Fukushima melted down. But for the most part these days, we're showing pretty much the normal baseline. We live, obviously, on an extinct volcano, and solidified lava is slightly radioactive. So there's always a little background radiation going on all the time. I haven't really seen major problems here. Now, that doesn't mean it's not hitting the west coast of Canada and the United States, and people who live in those areas are going to have to be doing radiation measurements, hopefully with instruments that will record alpha waves, because most of the fission byproducts are emitting in alpha, do occasional seawater tests and even tests of food and produce. The U.S. government isn't going to do it. They don't want to have to do tests that might show that there's a major problem, just like they didn't want to talk about having to test the waters in the Gulf of Mexico following the Gulf oil disaster. But the reality is that between the Fukushima toxification of the North Pacific and the deep water horizons poisoning of the Gulf of Mexico, supplies of safe and healthy food are no longer adequate to feed the human population, which is why they're just opening up the sluice gates on all these additives and fillers and all this other stuff to go into manufactured food. And that's why they're getting ready to basically declare starving Americans to be zombies and to dispatch them forthwith. Natural News did a test on the new flu vaccine and found it contains 25,000 times the amount of mercury that the EPA says is safe for drinking water. Now, a lot of that, of course, is coming from this mercury-based preservative, and the Department of Homeland Security, the Homeland Security Act, indemnifies vaccine makers from damage caused by their vaccine. So they're loading up this vaccine with mercury-based preservatives. It's 25,000 times what the EPA says is safe for water, and they're pumping it directly into people's bloodstreams. And there is a tremendous amount of evidence linking the autism epidemic to these mercury-based preservatives. It's a heavy metal. And they're pumping it into bloodstreams. Now, earlier in the year, we were talking about this lady, Philomena Lee. And she was a girl who got pregnant out of wedlock, was sent to one of these church-operated homes. Her child was taken from her and sold to rich Americans who wanted to adopt a child. And she spent most of her life trying to find what happened to her child. And they did a movie of it, Philomena, starring Judi Dench. She did a fabulous, fabulous job. Okay? And it's worth seeing. Now, the reason I mention that is because there is a new scandal. Apparently, at the site of one of these Irish homes for unwed mothers that were being run by the church, they found a concrete septic tank with the remains of 800 newborn babies in it. Just amazing. Meanwhile, over in New Jersey, at the diocese there, they have a new excuse why you should not sue the church for sexual molestation of your little children. Because sexual molestation is not an official part of a priest's duties, obviously he was on his own time. And we, the church, cannot be held responsible. That's their latest excuse. You know, he was molesting the kids on his own time. We're not liable. More and more evidence is beginning to surface that this 4-mile-long landslide in Colorado was not a landslide, but an actual fracking eruption. Because the only fracking operation in the area is where this whole thing started to happen. And it's looking like it was either triggered by fracking gases erupting to the surface, or it was an absolute methane blowout. Because down there in the ground, that methane that they're drilling to get sometimes collects in very large pockets under very high pressure. And methane blowouts are a very common cause of oil well disasters, as was the case with the Deepwater Horizon. So you go on down there and you prick that giant methane bubble and it comes blasting up past the outer casing on the drill well and blows out into the soil. It can kick a lot of ground loose. Meanwhile, over in Switzerland, there's another scandal involving highly radioactive material found in a Swiss landfill, 100 times the permitted amount of radiation, and apparently the government covered it up for 18 months. Didn't want anybody to know about it. Apparently, Canyon Diablo nuclear plant in California, that is now leaking radiation. Now, I am convinced that all of these things, all the oil wells, nuclear power, can be done safely. You just have to take all of the safety decisions out of the hands of the money junkies because they're always going to cut corners. Oh, I don't want to build an extra barrier for radiation. I want the money for a yacht. I want a bigger yacht than Paul Allen's got. By the way, if you're a beer drinker, you might want to be a little bit concerned about how your beer is being made because apparently it's been discovered recently that the use of diatomaceous earth as a filtering material, which is a very common practice used in swimming pools, apparently has been found to be adding arsenic and other toxins to the resulting beer. And they discovered that because they were doing studies on unfiltered versus filtered beer and found the level of arsenic had gone up in the filtered beer. So it wasn't coming from the hops and wasn't coming from the malting barley or any of that stuff. It had to be added by the manufacturing process, and it turns out the source of the arsenic and other nasty chemicals is the diatomaceous earth. Apparently, Comcast charged one of their customers $2,000 for an alarm system that didn't work for 7 years. When it was found out not to be working, the company offered her a $20 credit on her bill. Under public embarrassment, they finally returned all of her money. You need to be careful about those alarms. Make sure they really work. When I was younger, my younger brother had a Fiat, which stands for Fix It Again, Tony, and he had a nice sound system in it, so we went down to Radio Shack and we bought a car alarm. Oh, okay. Bought a car alarm from Radio Shack for his Fiat, installed it, seemed to be working, car got broken into. Turned out the switch was defective. When you pulled the key out of the alarm would turn off. All right, end of the show. I got to go do some errands here. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, stay angry. Make a point of telling everybody you know, what you learned from the show. Please guide them here to Republic Broadcasting. Guide them to whatreallyhappened.com. We need to really push to break through the matrix that still surrounds our fellow Americans. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.